Mindo, the Food Entrepreneur Show with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And we're going to really dive into why people actually get involved as a food entrepreneur. What is it? Why do people actually, you know, decide to turn on the oven and go for it?
Yes, because
turn up the gas.
We scared you guys in the last segment about... Yeah, better do your research. You better know the law.
You better do your homework, Missy.
Exactly.
Well, so, who are you, Mary and Heather, to tell me to do my homework?
Because
that's the reality of it all, right?
Yeah, and we've been entrepreneurs like our entire lives, and we know it's not easy.
No, we've been through the ups and the downs.
And all the mistakes she made,
you
right?
know? How did I do all that by myself?
So now we're going to
How did I take all of your brilliance and just drive it into the ground by myself?
It's true. You did. And I remind you of it periodically. No. Yeah, we do. That's how our teamwork works.
We've had great success.
Yes, we have.
And we've had great failure. And I will tell you, I think that I have learned just as much on both ends.
Oh, for sure.
Probably more from the failure.
And I've interviewed people, entrepreneurs, and they tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult. We made a lot of money. We had a critical mistake or timing or economic problem. We went down through the floor and we came back up.
Yes.
It's not unusual for Heather and I to say we had a lot of success and we also had failures and mistakes. It's just the way it is.
This life.
Yeah, so we're trying to help mitigate them for you.
It would be so boring.
Yeah, right.
To not make mistakes.
But you know,
because if you're not making mistakes, you're not taking risks.
Yes, and to that, through this show, we're going to give you as much information. So one, it kind of cuts down a little bit on your research, but you still have tons to do. But also it gives you an idea, oh, don't design the logo before I sell my first batch. You know what I mean?
Don't order 1,000 cards.
Exactly, and 10,000 in a website.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a mistake you made.
Exactly. Okay, so what are the top three reasons people start a home-based food business?
I think just real quickly, if we're going to touch on what they are, recipe rapture. Like, everybody just loves... I mean, even my son, who is a junior in college, when we were talking about starting this show and doing this, he's like, Mom, people love talking about food and recipes and... just fall in love with the whole, there's something very romantic and very real about being in the kitchen.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's kind of brings the nostalgia back.
Yes. And people, I think, a lot of times start with a recipe that they love. It was a recipe that was handed down from a grandparent. It's an old family recipe, or it's one that they developed on their own that people love and they just take great pride in sharing it. It's a barbecue sauce that everybody wants you to bring to the next barbecue.
Do you remember Mark LeBlanc? He has a caramel,
yes, of course,
right?
Yeah.
Mouth-watering caramels.
Mm-hmm.
And he would make them at Christmas time and give to family and friends. Now that is a recipe.
It's a cottage.
Totally.
And so same thing. One of the barns that Steve goes to, one of the managers at one of the barns, this cowboy makes toffee.
See? That's kind of funny.
Cowboy toffee.
That's so funny.
Right? Okay. Another reason, of course, is bread in the oven, dough in the bank.
Yep. You can make money.
You can make money. That's another reason why people do this. That's another reason. The food business is hard, but you can make money in the food business. And people just want freedom. Didn't we talk? I mean, we talked to David from Jackie's Jams about freedom. We talked to Colin from the Cravery Cookies about freedom to be with his new baby.
Let's give a definition around freedom. Freedom is when you want to do something on your time frame, but it does not mean you won't be super busy.
Right.
Okay?
You're not going to have responsibilities to other people.
Exactly. Freedom is all on your shoulders to get the work done. Like, I like to golf twice a week at a short par three. We usually golf around 4. That means I have to be super organized and efficient to get all of my work done so I can go golfing at 4.
But that is...
That's my freedom.
But that's your freedom.
Yes.
You're not punching a clock. You have your own clock that you are creating.
And I think entrepreneurs who get that make more money.
Yes.
Because you have to have systems, protocols, procedures,
and you have accountability to yourself.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, more.
So those are like the top three reasons, and now we have a baker's dozens reasons of why people get started in the cottage food business. And one of them, number one, is to fulfill that dream. You've been dreaming about it. You've been possibly talking about it and then actually doing it.
And they want to be part of the cottage food club.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. a community, a true community. Okay.
Yep.
Sharing a recipe.
Yes.
With their family, grandma's recipe. I don't know how many grandmas are. I won't probably have one to pass down. I don't know. It's an old school thing.
Well, yeah. And and you feel like, I think sometimes when people use a family recipe to start a business, they feel like they're paying homage to
yes.
their tradition, to their
which is awesome.
To somebody in particular in their family tree, which I think is great. Share a culture. A lot of new food entrepreneurs are trying to share a cultural food, bringing something new that people haven't possibly tasted before.
Right, like your friend who does the date bars from the Philippines?
Yes, and so she said that date bars, they're called food for the gods, the date bars, and everybody has a recipe for it and has their own family recipe for food for the gods. But these date bars are, it was a family recipe, and she brought it here, and she said that the date bars are to the Philippines what the brownie is to the United States.
Okay, wow, all right.
So that's a cultural thing.
And is there a secret sauce with hers?
Yeah.
Like, everybody has, like, a secret
yeah.
sauce, right?
She
I love
won't,
that.
She won't even tell me what is in them, but I think only her two daughters really know what's in it, maybe her husband.
Well, and what I also like about the cottage food industry, if you want to, you can stay working at home for as long as you want doing it. You don't have to scale up to a kitchen.
No, maybe you're just happy
kitchen.
Making
yep.
$500 a month or $1,000 a month, and maybe that's just enough, you know, because it fulfills that. It does all those things. It fulfills a dream. You share a recipe. You maybe share a culture, and you just work from home and make a little bit of money on the side. It's a side hustle.
Yeah.
If you're doing it from a cottage food. When you start scaling and going into a commercial kitchen, it becomes a different deal.
A totally different business. And many more days and hours at it. And we mentioned freedom.
Yep. Yeah, setting your own schedule. And then also this other one about helping the local economy. Local businesses attract local consumers, and that keeps local dollars in the local community.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
Keeps doors open. Okay, moving through. You connect with people. You're part of a club.
Yep.
Which I love.
Mm-hmm.
The community is reassuring.
I think you also have an opportunity to fulfill a market void. You know,
yeah.
that possibly that you're making something that isn't out there. If you have a great recipe like the date bars.
Yeah, that's not out there.
No. And everyone that I share those date bars with, they're like, where did you get these? It's a little bit of a market void. Not everybody has a date bar.
Pays the bills. And you know what?
Maybe not all the bills. But maybe
so
one.
Back into your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you want to make a month? How much are your ingredients, and how much can you sell them for and quantity, and see if it would pay off?
I also love this one. You get to work with loved ones.
Because they're the only ones that are going to
show up.
Help you pitch your tent?
Well, they are. They're going. My sister, you know, you just end up bringing in friends and family. It's a family business.
Yes. And you get to be creative. And there's a lot of joy in cooking.
I mean, there was a whole great cookbook called The Joy of Cooking.
Exactly.
There's a reason, because there is a lot of happiness and joy. And then you also get to promote better living through better food. When we were talked about, if you're going to have a cookie, I'd rather have a cookie made with real butter and real sugar than something that I can't pronounce.
Okay, up next we're going to be talking about starting a cottage food business and overcoming some little sticky obstacles. All right, you've been listening to Kitchen Dough, the Food Entrepreneur Show. We'll be right back.